This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
This is Jennifer from Austin, Texas again. I wanted to call in and tell you about a house that I grew up in San Antonio. We moved there when I was 5 years old, and my mom's brother had killed himself maybe about a year before, and a lot of spooky things happened in that house. But apparently my mom had told my dad that, you know, he'd appeared to her in a master bedroom. So basically when you walked into the house, there was three bedrooms all in a row. It was the first bedroom, which my brother stayed in, the middle bedroom, which was the smallest, which I stayed in, and then the master bedroom, obviously, where my parents stayed. And, you know, he thought, you know, she was sick or going crazy, until one day they were laying in bed. My dad, as a second or third job, he always had multiple jobs. He came home, and this ball of light came out of the kitchen, or I'm sorry, out of the bathroom in the master bedroom, excuse me. And I remember 2 weeks later us moving into another house, and, you know, my parents weren't well off at all. And it was a huge thing for us to move to another house, to take a second mortgage. I remember us trying to sell the house. Again, I was like 5 to 10 years old. We had relatives stayed there, people staying there. And eventually when I was 10 years old, we had to move back into the house. But my mom refused to stay in that master bedroom. So I remember my dad built a room addition on the other side of the house, and my brother moved into the master bedroom. I moved into the first bedroom where he used to stay, and the middle bedroom was just a junk room. And I had weird things happen. My sheets would get pulled off my face, because I would always sleep with the covers over my face. I had a fish tank in my room. I was always scared. My door was always opening up by myself, and I was old enough that my brother told me when we were younger, when we first moved in that house, that people would pull on his toes. Anyways, my brother was staying in the master bedroom, which was the most activity. He was sleeping in my parents' bedroom. This is when he was in high school. He would sleep in my parents' bedroom. He refused to sleep in that house. And then my parents got divorced 3 years later, and my brother took the room addition that my parents had moved into, and my dad moved back into the master bedroom. And a few years passed, and then finally my brother moved out and I took the master bedroom. And it was weird. It was like a residual energy would always be in there, but it would stop at the door. It was very strange. But one of the things that I wanted to tell most about was I was studying in my room, and my dad had tiled the entire house. And I remember you could hear my dad shuffling. He'd wear these Adidas flip-flops, and you can hear him shuffling to the door. And I remember studying, and all of a sudden I just heard this loud knock at my bedroom door, and I knew it wasn't my dad. Yes, I was enthralled in, you know, studying, but I didn't hear him. And honestly, my dad, he would knock and just open the door. He never just knocked and not said anything. And I knew it wasn't him. So I didn't say anything. I just sat there and didn't say anything. He didn't come in. And it was just a really creepy experience. We finally moved out of that house. And I always dream about it. It's super weird. And anyway, that's my ghost story. I've been at EPP since 2015. I love y'all, and keep up the good work. Thanks.
If you want access to more Real Ghost Stories, become a premium subscriber to Real Ghost Stories Online. Sign up now through Apple Podcasts and try it for 3 days free. Not on Apple? Go to patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com.